Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Jesse Pruitt, and we're going to talk about two of your albums. But I'm going to ask you to just set the stage. You were once a rock star, and now you're a worship leader. Just fill all the spaces between that.
Sure. So thank you for having me, by the way. It's great to join. I started playing music when I was in high school in the youth band at church. So I was raised in a church home. And after high school, I joined a band. Me and my friends created a band called Gut Fiddle, and we're in this punk band and playing with bands like Blink-182 and that whole genre. And then I started getting into some stuff and making some bad decisions. And so really through that, you know, I was trying to find my own relationship with Jesus. But I kind of took my own path going, when you just want to fill yourself with other things.
You're young.
I was young and thought, well, I can fill myself with other stuff. And honestly, nothing filled that. And so I was just not in a great place, and I said, I'm going to move. I'm from San Diego, but I was living in Lake Havasu because I went to high school there. And I moved back to San Diego, and my uncle said, hey, I'd love to invite you to church. And I'm like, sure, I'll go. So I went, and I walked in, and the worship was playing, and I pretty much immediately started crying because I was like, oh, Lord, I need you so much, you know, and this is what I'd been missing. And so it was a key moment. You know, we have different moments in our life. That was one of those for me that was like, okay, this is my next step to start building that relationship. And through that, I then started the band Parker Theory. And that's what I did for a long time musically, band Parker Theory. And we went out and we toured and played. This guy, Steve from Smash Mouth, the singer, called me up and he was like, hey, man, I heard your music. Would love to take you guys on tour and work with you. So we did that and toured bands like Switchfoot and Jason Mraz and a bunch of others. Anyways, so I did that for a while. I was putting out records and we went to Japan and all these different places we had signed record deals with. It was really good. I felt that that's where I was supposed to be at the time. But in my heart, I was always like, man, worship would be, I would love to do worship. And I had, you know, pastors like, come on, man, lead some worship. And after a while, you know, I got married and started having kids. And in 2009, the acting door opened through really the music, because of the music, you know. And so I started acting in these films and working with this, with Lionsgate a lot. I was in Lake Havasu City doing a score and soundtrack for a feature film with a friend of mine. And a buddy came up to me and said, hey, there's this church looking for a worship leader. You should go talk to him. And I'm like, no. And my wife's, you know, we're like, we're never moving to Lake Havasu. And she was from there. She's like, we're not going back. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to either. Let's go to LA and you know, do the movie and all that. And they said, hey, would you mind helping us out for a few months? And I said, sure, I don't mind doing that. So I traveled there and helped them out. And about a month in, I really felt like God was calling me and my family to be there. So I told Valerie and she's like, let's go. And I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, that's confirmation too that God's, you know, this is where he wants our family. And so we went there and I knew once we had got there and I started leading worship and was a part of that team, that's where God wanted me. And it's been so incredible. I've almost been there 6 years. You know, it's just, I've been growing a lot as well. And the pastor's been investing in me and it's been really good. So when I go out to do the film and, you know, this music stuff, really have that foundation, you know, and prepares me to walk into some of the stuff, you know, that I do.
How did you know, or at what point did you know that, hey, God's given me this gift, and this is how I'm supposed to use it?
I knew that at quite a young age. I would say probably, well, not really young, but about after high school is when I started feeling like, this is, I think, what I'm supposed to do. And then, you know, a few years after that, after doing it for about 5 years, it just was such a passion. It was so deep in me, the music side of things, you know, that I was like, I'm going to continue doing this, even though I know it's going to be a struggle. And, you know, in so many different ways, it was in my heart to do it. So I just kept doing it and didn't give up, you know?
Yeah. So many times good meaning parents will say, you can't make a living with music, you know, get something else and then just do music on the side. Or
I was super blessed that I had parents that were like, go and do it. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about the stuff. Of course, we got to pay our bills, you know, so I had to get side jobs and stuff along the way. But they were really encouraging. They were like, just go do it. This is what you know, God designed you to do this. So, you know, don't be afraid. And if you struggle, you struggle.
Yes. God knows exactly what we need. And he has, you know, unlimited resources. We just don't always get the resources from where we thought we were going to get them from.
And sometimes it's maybe we think we might have a certain idea, but that doesn't mean that's what maybe God's idea was for. Or, you know, we don't always see the blessings.
So you're currently serving as the worship arts pastor at the Calvary Baptist Church?
Yes.
That's awesome. Now, do you get a salary for that?
Yeah, I'm full-time there. So, which is, you know,
that's a blessing.
Incredible in itself to be full-time and to get to do all this stuff. So, and we have Saturday and Sunday services. So, you know, it keeps me busy, but I take that day off, you know, to spend with God and my family. And yeah, it's just been great. They've been very supportive of, they recognize the lead pastor, especially. He really recognizes, like, Jesse was built for creative, and I need a part of that, you know, to be able to do that. So they've been really supportive of, you know, go make records and do the film. And, you know, be a part of home, too, at the church. And so it's been great.
So that brings up the question. We're going to talk about these two CDs. The first one is Relentless Love. Was that the first one?
Yeah, that was my first solo album, Relentless Love. And that came out a few years ago. And that was great.
And most of this music, except for where you had the little kids sing?
This one was all original, except I did a cover of Nothing But the Blood. So, and then the new one is the one I had the kiddos sing on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about this first one, Relentless Love.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just go through the titles and just give us a little snippet as to what inspired you for that one. So we'll start with All to You.
Yeah, All to You is just really a song about I'm giving my all to you, God. That's the chorus. And that song really is just me going, Lord, I want to surrender and give you everything I have, you know?
Yes, and that's even not enough.
And it's still not enough.
All to You. Okay, and then the second song is Breakthrough.
Yeah, Breakthrough is a different type of song, just really like God breaking through, you know, my life and where I've been, and seeing, you know, he breaks through always, and we just got to recognize that and see that, you know.
Yeah, we have all this noise going
all
on around
this stuff
us
going around us, but when we stop and we listen and we take time, you know, we can hear from God.
And then of course the title song, Relentless Love.
Yeah, I like that track because it really talks about God's love for us. And, you know, his forgiveness and his grace and mercy for us. So that's a great track of God's just continuing relentless love for us. He just loves us so much.
Now, once you write a song like this, do you sing it as part of the ministry at church?
Yeah, some of them I bring in, you know, in the rotation, which is really great to be able to create
that
and then
is.
Bring it into the church. So
yeah, that is. I'm sure that I have listeners going, hey, that's what I want to do, or that's what I want my child to do.
Yeah.
I know they have this gift. You know, how do you do it?
See, we can still be creative even in the church world, which is great. We need that, you know.
Yes. Nothing But the Blood. Now, that sounds like an old title.
Yeah, that's an old hymn. And so I just brought it back. I actually wrote an original bridge to it. It was fun doing that one.
So, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yep.
Who can wipe away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Cool. I can hardly wait to listen to that. Our desire.
Oh, yeah. That's really our that's like my desire for the Holy Spirit and God to just, you know, move in our life. And my desire is Him.
Yes.
You know,
so. The Desire of Ages is a title of a book that's just about Jesus. Our desire. Love it. Trust in you.
Yeah, you know, trust in you. There's a scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that scripture has stuck with me for so long. And so that's kind of where that song came from.
Song of Freedom.
Yeah, that song's talking about just the freedom we have in Christ, you know.
True freedom.
True freedom.
True freedom.
And so that song just sings about the freedom that we have in Jesus.
And Timeless.
Yeah, Timeless is just a song that, you know, God is timeless. And so it kind of goes into that a little bit about His love and the eternal love that we'll have with Him.
You know, I just love that idea. I interviewed someone on, you know, the 500 years of the Reformation, the 500th year anniversary, and I'm thinking, you know, God is timeless. 500 years really isn't that many years ago.
No.
And I do believe we're coming down to the toenails of time. So the last one on this, Relentless Love, Consume Me.
Yeah, that chorus is like, you know, I just want my life to be consumed in God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really like, Lord, consume me. The chorus is like, consume me like a fire. And so, yeah, it's just about being consumed in
beautiful,
in God.
Beautiful. I'm talking with Jesse Prude about one of his albums, Relentless Love. And we're going to take a break right here. When I come back, we'll talk about his most recent album, The Journey. We'll be right back. Like a little child, the toddler stood looking out at the waves. He seemed mesmerized. As he dashed toward the water, his father followed. As the waves rolled toward him, the toddler ran back. Then he noticed the 2-foot cliff of sand behind him. He ran to it and tried to climb up, but with every tiny foothold, the sand gave way. He tried harder, grabbing the top of the cliff with his hands and then going to another part of the cliff. It was no use. With frustration, he cried and flung himself at the cliff, face into the sand. He wanted up, but how? His father came behind him and carved some steps out of the sand. The toddler still needed his feet guided into the etched steps, and his father held his hands under the toddler's feet to ensure that he would make it to the top. In 2 seconds, the toddler was at the top and running on the smooth plateau of sand with his father running behind him. I watched this spiritual experience between father and son, the toddler's sense of self-accomplishment and the father's amusement. Like a little child, the spiritual journey of infants and toddlers. For more information, go to homeschoolcompanion.org. Welcome back. I'm here with Jesse Prude, and you can go to the website.
JessePruett.com, JessePruett.com.
JessePruett.com, and you can learn more. We've talked about his life as a creative musical artist and his path that God has led him from, you know, kind of wanting to do your own way, as most teenagers want to do.
Yeah.
And then just seeing how God has led you to where you're using your gifts to praise Him every week.
Yeah.
And also to share with the nations.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what it's about.
Yep.
It's about getting it out, getting the word out, not worrying how it's going to be received, but just taking the story, taking the song, and getting it out.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about the journey. Now, the journey, the title itself, conjures up something that goes over a period of time. So tell me the history behind that title for you.
Yeah, I actually didn't title it until after the record was done. So sometimes, like Relentless Love, that was before. Mm-hmm. I just knew that's going to be this one. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to call this one. And so we'll see how the record turns out. And then I looked back at my books and then things that I was writing. I kept writing the journey. And that kept coming to me. And I'm like, yeah, the journey. This is my journey and my walk and faith in Christ, you know, of where I've been and where he's brought me to now, and the songs that, you know, what they speak about, and just my life in general, in our own lives. We all have a mm-hmm. journey, you know? And so that's kind of how that came about.
Yeah, and there's actually layers of journey. You know, there's yep. the journey from the beginning of your life. There's the journey of producing any kind of album. That in itself is a journey. And then there's the journey of how we build our relationship with Jesus Christ. Yep. So the first title, Can't Stop Singing.
Yeah, that's an upbeat kind of fun track that really just talks about, you know, can't stop singing about Jesus. You know, you're just excited and lifting up the Lord, you know. And so that one is just a fun track, but still worshipful.
Yeah, and don't you think God wants us to be joyful, lighthearted?
Yeah, and that song talks about joy, you know,
I mean,
and so
we have enough to be sad about on this yes. earth. But he says, you know, rejoice always.
Yeah.
Come to the throne.
Yeah, that song is, you know, just coming to the throne of God and just laying at his feet going, Lord, I need you. I want you in my life, you know, and just bring in some of the lyrics are like, your throne is mercy and your throne is grace, you know, and just talks about mm-hmm. God's love and, but also lifting him up too, you know, like,
a real worshipful, praise filled type of song.
Yeah.
I saw the light.
Yeah, so that's a cover song. It seems to tend I do a cover song on each of these records. But that one starts out with I'll Fly Away, like the beginning mm-hmm. of that, just vocals, you know, and then goes into I Saw the Light. And then I wrote an original bridge for that one as well. So I wanted to do something different in a cover, you know, for this
that's
record.
That's pretty cool. So. And this Little Light of Mine, we've kind of touched on that before.
Yeah, so when I was writing the first track, this Little Light of Mine kind of came out of that. I just started singing it in the same chording and everything. Mm-hmm. And my kids started singing to it. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And so when I went to record it, I sang on it. And then I'm like, take my vocals out. I'm just going to have the kids sing it. So I got my kids and a bunch of their friends together and they all recorded it. And so it was just kind of a way to share and involve kids in it,
yes.
you know, to go just singing out joy to God.
Yes, and, you know, when we look at God, our lights seem pretty insignificant. You know, this little light of mine is such an apropos title, but we need to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, never, right?
Yep.
Okay, Even When. This is number 6 on
yeah,
the album.
Yeah, Even When. I really like this track because it talks about, I will praise you in my weakness. I will praise you through every storm that comes. And it really talks about the times when we're struggling and we're going through stuff, but praising God through that. And that really carries us through those
yes.
things if we allow, you know,
because
God's always with us and he loves us. Sometimes we don't want to allow him into these things. We think, oh, you know, I'm hurting yeah. and why is this happening? But God does still love us and cares about us and wants us to be with. And I feel like when you praise him through that stuff, that's going to carry you through.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. It's like Job, you know, even though you slay me, I'm going to still believe in you.
Yep.
Yes. Beautiful. Okay. Oh, well, that takes us to number 7, titled Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah, that was a track of more. I wanted to write something because I know a lot of people struggle with you know, beauty and inner self and outer self and all this stuff. And I wanted to just write something encouraging that people go, you know, God made us all beautiful.
Yeah.
And so it really speaks into that. Like, you know, he loves us and we are one with him and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So,
like affirming, you know, it's an affirmation reminding us how God sees us.
Yeah.
Number 8, I don't want to miss you.
Yeah, so when I was sitting down and write this record, I brought in one of my friends, Joseph Pfeiffer. He's a songwriter as well, and I just hired him as a worship pastor at my church as well, so I was so excited to bring him out. But we sat down, and he's like, what do you want this record to be about? And the first thing that I talked about was, I just don't want to miss any moments with God, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get so wrapped up in stuff and life.
Oh,
and
isn't that the truth?
All these things, and we miss these moments that God has, you know, whether if it's somebody that we could have helped mm-hmm. on the street, whether if it was a friend or a family member, whatever it is, or if it's a moment that I just needed to stop and pause and mm-hmm. listen to God, you know, what he had for. So it really speaks into that. I don't want to miss you, and it talks about Jesus, all I am is yours, you know.
Yes, so. Beautiful. Number 9, At the Cross.
Yeah, At the Cross, you know, it's a song that just about God's, you know, Jesus' sacrifice for us going to the cross. So just a reminder of that, of what he's done and how much he loves us and the sacrifice that he gave for us eternally, you know.
It's all about that, isn't it?
Yep.
Number 10, Light the Way.
Yeah, Light the Way is a different feel and a different type of song. It's interesting when this came out. It kind of reminds me of my Parker Theory writing days, but it has a great message. And I didn't realize how great until I played these a couple weeks ago live. It was the first time I got to finally play them at the CD release event. And somebody came up to me and they said, I needed this so bad. And I'm like, wow. And then it hit me what lyrically, because it's the chorus is, even in the darkness, you are there. Even in my weakness, you still care. And sometimes we think God's not with us, or we've gone too far, and, well, I can't come back, or I can't be forgiven for that. It's not true. God can forgive us, and God can redeem us, and he does still love us. Mm. So it's kind of talks about a bit of that, you know.
Amen.
Yeah.
And the last one is You Spoke.
Yeah, You Spoke. That song starts off, you know, like, you spoke and life began. So it really, the beginning, and mm-hmm. then the next verse comes in, and it talks about when Jesus came, and then the chorus is just like, all I can do is praise you, because you're just so in awe of all that
yes.
God's done and all that he's created. It's just really a song talking about, you know, what he's done and the love that we have for him.
Amen.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Jesse Pruitt and about his latest album, The Journey. You can go and learn more by going to jessepruitt.com, JessePruitt.com. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.